This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Kirat Ta. He completed his cardiac surgery residency at the University of British Columbia. He also completed a Master's of Science with a focus in inflammation and atherosclerotic diseases at UBC, as well as an advanced aortic fellowship at the University of Pennsylvania. He works in Kelowna, BC, practicing full-spectrum cardiac surgery. He lives in Kelowna with his wife and two children. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. Today, we've got Dr. Kirat Ta. Kirat, how's it going?
I'm doing well, man. It's great to see you. Really great to catch up.
Indeed. All right, so why don't you give us a summary of where your career path has taken you since med school?
I ended up leaving U of A, headed destined for Vancouver, and I did my cardiac surgery residency in Vancouver. You know, midway through the residency, to split it up a little bit, I also pursued a Master's of Science there, where I kind of really focused on inflammation and atherosclerosis. After finishing up residency, you know, I didn't know really what I wanted to do within cardiac surgery until maybe the last 6 months to a year, and I ended up loving aortic surgery, and I was very lucky to get a great fellowship spot at the University of Pennsylvania doing advanced aortic surgery. And after that, I took a job here in Kelowna. At the time, it was three partners. Now we've just hired a fifth surgeon in total, so four partners. And it's outstanding. It's fantastic. Life is great.
So it sounds like you've had a bit of a path in different places, and I'm glad that you found a job and you have a place that you're enjoying yourself. So from your vantage point and your specialty, what would you say is the state of medicine / healthcare?
I would say, I think the state of medicine for the individual patient, for the most part, I think is relatively preserved. Of course, there are groups, there are more disadvantaged people who don't have the access, whether it be culture, creed, location, absolutely that exists and that will always exist. I think, however, and again, this comes from a very short-term perspective, having only been in practice for a short period of time, I think that the culture within the hospital here is something that I have not really seen before. I think what COVID immunizations, with this mass exodus of people retiring from the hospital, really did was it created an environment where the remaining people in the hospital are really strained to the nth degree. People are doing it because they love it and they're passionate about it, but everybody is strained. And it's kind of coupled with this new societal perspective. And I'm not saying all people believe this, but I'm saying, you know, maybe very verbal groups. There's been a reduction in the trust that people have in their healthcare team, whether it's physicians or allied health workers. So you have this perspective where people don't trust us. We're also a bit stretched to the degree. And I think job satisfaction is low, and we are really struggling to find personnel who want to do this. And I get it. And that's present everywhere. From, you know, you're a family physician, I'm sure you experienced the exact same thing. So I think it's systemic. So I would say this is one of the first times in my knowledge, in my era, where I think that really the healthcare team is what is really stressed. Here in British Columbia, we're going to start masking up again.
Right.
Right. So it's not even a post-COVID era. We're still intra-COVID right now.
Okay, so just the next question to ask is, what excites you the most in your area of medicine?
What I love about what I do is twofold. It is not one area. It's really the combination, right? It's the variety. I love the very highly technical aspect of cardiac surgery. You are measured really by what your hands can produce. But at that same token, because what we do is a very high risk nature where your mistakes are catastrophic, but also when you do well, your patients do extremely well. You have this really nice intimate relationship with your patients that even though it may be short, it may be finite compared to say a family doctor like yourself, you really connect with people. And I really enjoy that. And because what I do is extremely invasive, we tend to spend a little bit more time getting to know people to really figure out what makes them tick. Because when you're going to put somebody, you know, quote unquote, through a little bit of hell, you need to know that they have the perseverance to recover, and not just recover, but thrive after surgery. Because if I'm not providing you with quality of life, happiness, I'm not really doing my job right. So I really like that ability that it's highly technical, but also in this short amount of time, I can really connect with somebody.
Great. Okay, so shifting gears a little bit here, we went to med school together. And so just looking back, what is your favorite memory from medical school?
I was thinking about this. I was reflecting on this. I got to say it was when you recommended me and a bunch of our buddies to, and this is, I'm talking as a single event, but to get involved in antifreeze. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool to engage with a small group of people, really get to know each other, spend some time outside of it. As like a singular event, that was definitely a highlight. And, you know, as in the earlier years. And then honestly, as a more continuing highlight, you know, there's no surprise, and I'm sure everybody's going to say this, it's the relationships that you keep. It's the memories that you keep. It's the fact that, you know, I went away to residency for 6 years, 2 years more for master's, and then off to fellowship. And then I come back and I run into a bone saw here in Kelowna. You just immediately connect. It's like a brotherhood or a sisterhood. You just immediately connect. So that's like a lasting beauty of our class and memories of our class.
Great. Just as our last question is, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
From medical school, right into residency, you know, we've all had our struggles. Everybody's been difficult. And, you know, particularly in cardiac surgery, finding a job in that era, there's a lot of uncertainty. And even within residency, it's difficult. I would love to just be able to, I don't think I could tell myself anything, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't have listened to me, right? I mean, because people already said this to myself. We're all these type A people who we think we know what is right, right? You know, I have this path, I have this plan. And if somebody told me to say, hey, Kira, just relax, man. Everything's going to be fine. Don't get too stressed out. Everything's going to be fine. And right? And we all had people tell us this, but none of us listened to it. And I don't know if I would have listened, but I wish I would have had the foresight to sit there and be like, okay, you know, your older self is telling you this. This is what you need to do. And just kind of enjoy the process, enjoy the ups, but also enjoy what you learn from the downs. Appreciate what you learn from the downs. And the downs suck and they hurt, but that's where your growth is. And that's what I wish I would have appreciated and understood a little bit more. And then a last thing, just, and this is something that we've started doing now, that, you know, again, we've had kids, and it's actually making photo books, because you think you remember stuff, you don't remember shit. And having a photo book as you go, oh yeah, you start remembering this, even just looking through old photos on your phone. But you know, you don't look at your old photos on the phone. You have a photo book that sits on your desk. You look at that and you're reminded of some pretty amazing times and some pretty amazing memories and people and conversations. So if anybody, we all have cell phones in our pocket. We're all constantly living off them. Just download those photos onto a computer, send it to London Drugs, get them to make a photo book of your favorites and stick it on a shelf somewhere, because you're going to forget all of that.
Yeah, no, that's a good thought. I think, right, the technology almost makes it so you don't remember things, because now you have this seemingly unlimited capacity to take photos, but then the ones that you select, the things that you pick, you know, those are the things that you remember as things that you have an opportunity to revisit, I think, are the things that get myelinated.
Yeah.
Well, Kirit, I'm so appreciative of your time. And, you know, you are a person with a presence, you know, and the laugh and with an enthusiasm for life. Yeah, I do remember the participation that you brought to Antifreeze, and I was just so pumped, you know, as a person who had worked on that in a previous life. But just to know that we had people from our class be part of it, that was fun. But hearing how you have matured and evolved, you know, taking all the parts of you through your training, just hearing the tenderness of how you work with your patients, I'm not surprised. And what a privilege it is for your hospital, for your patients to have you as their physician, because I know that you hold that tenderly, but also you want to be excellent at the things that you do. So thank you so much for participating in this and for sharing your story. And we'll look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks a lot. Very kind. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Chris.